questions by Shachtu. What exactly are we, what are we bothered by? But let's try to delve into the Braisa and understand again into the sugya of the Braisa. There's a sugya here in the Braisa. Today we're just going to try to open things up a little bit, maybe tomorrow even a little bit more, and then Tuesday we're going to hopefully get a little bit more fleshig in the sugya. My shoktu, zok the heilige gemara, the Braisa, my friends, the Tanya. Why is the Basula getting married on Wednesday? The reason is because we asked Tanis Basula, we should get married on, should come to Bezin. Frek to Gemara, by the price of it, Tinase Bechad Beshabbos. Shim Hayala Tanis Basula, my Yamashkim Le Bezin. Shok to Chacham, to Connors Banesi, so she had them to Ech Basula Gimayam. I have some problems here with the language of the Braisa, and pardon me for having these problems, but there's nuances here that I think are not necessary. The Braisa says, now the Gemara says, Tinasi Bechad B'Shabbos. Why does the Braisa have to add the words Shim Hayoloi Tainis Besulim Hayamashkim Labezdin? What are we adding those words for? I think they're interesting words. Just say Tanase Bechad B'Shabbos. I understand. You just told me, why are you getting married on Wednesday? So you go to Bezdin. So you say, so get married on Sunday. I understand. Obviously, you mean. And then you go to Bezdin. Is the Braisa saying anything with those words? Or are those words just like slightly repetitious? I mean, the kash is pretty obvious. Why are you getting married on Wednesday? So you could go to Bezdin the next day. Okay, so why don't you just get married on Sunday? And you can go to Bezdin the next day. Pardon me for having this question, but I think that it might help us. Because I'm thinking that maybe the Braisa is hinting to us a very important yesod. Perhaps. As follows. What was the takana, my friends? What was the original takana? It's machloikas. Either machloikas is get married on Yom Ravi, or the Chassam Sofer, the takana was therefore best. We asked the question, where did the Chassam Sofer get that from? Like, where does it say that? I mean, it's very nice and everything, but where do we say it? Perhaps we see that. And that's what the Bryce is emphasizing in the question. Why don't you get married on Sunday? Sunday is also the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. So now I knew that that was the case, but maybe the Bryce is coming to emphasize that you're saying that the Gedder, the Takana, was the day before Bezdin. Sunday is also the day before Bezdin. Says the Gemara Chanami, but there's another Takana, a Takana of Shachtu. Dahainu as follows. I would like to answer the question, where did the Chassam Sofer get it from? Or where did the Gemara get it from? We got it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, get married on Wednesday because Shim Hayulatanis Besulim Ayamashkim Lebezdin. Why does the Mishnah give me the reason? Shim Hayulatanis Besulim Ayamashkim Lebezdin. You could tell me one of two things. Either you could tell me, like the Ritva, which the Ritva said, why does it say the reason in the Mishnah? Because the Takana is hinged on the Siba, and if it's Batal Hasiba, Batal Takana. Or maybe you could say, like the Chassam Sofer, that what's he saying? I want you to understand what the takana was. What was the takana? It wasn't get married on Wednesday. It says get married on Wednesday because it ended up on Wednesday. But the takana was get married the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. That was goof for the together the takana. So both the Ritva and the Chassam Sofer maybe are taka meduyik in the Mishnah. That's what the Chassam Sofer gave it out of from. We're saying the reason. What tell me the reason for? Because it's not the reason of Takana. It's the gather of Takana. Takana is get married the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. Memela asked the Gemara, okay, the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin, Sunday is also the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. And Echanami, a new reason for Shakto. It's a different reason according to the Chassam Sofer. So perhaps that would itself give us a makar for the Chassam Sofer. Maybe. Now the Gemara says, Shaktu. And Shaktu says, Ye Adam Terech Basuda Shloisha Yamin. Echad Bishabis, Shani Bishabis, Shlishi Bishabis, Urbervi Kainza. The Meforshim are Medaik. We saw this Sukas David, and we saw the Rab David Pavarsky. Did someone else bring it down also? Maybe Rabbi Yashav, I don't remember. Why? What again? There's an arichas haloshen. Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos, Uberevi koinsa. Just say Shitrech Gimel Yamim Uberevi koinsa. Echad b'Shabbos. There's like this extra loshen. It seems to be the brisa is. What's the brisa coming to say? So we spoke about that a little, but we'll get back to it soon. Now says the Gemara further. Says the brisa further. Ume sakana voelach nagu ha'om lichnois b'shlishi v'lumichu b'yadam chachamim. Meisakana ve'elach, the om was noyeg to get married on shlishi, and the chacham weren't moicha. What does it mean, the chacham weren't moicha? Were they proactive?
No.
So there's sakana here, and the chachamim are not being proactive.
It's not.
They're not going to be uprooting the Takana of Ezra. They're going to uproot the Takana of Solanus is the Omer Avi. They're not uprooting the Takana of Ezra. It's important that we make that differentiation. This mistake has happened. I saw a lot of people making this mistakes. Even some of the Rebbeim are making this mistakes. Takanas Ezra was way before the Takana of our Mishnah. We're not talking about being Oiker Takanas Ezra. That was Bezdin sits Mondays and Thursdays. We're talking about being Oiker the Takana of Solanus is the Omer Avi, which is Takana in our Mishnah. So the Brisa was at the time, it was still at the time when they could have been accurate, or they could have done something. It says the Gemara, but Misakana ve'elach nogam lichnois b'shlishi v'lo michi b'yadam. Now, is this, did we basically answer our question already? Mai shaktu? It seems like we answered the question already. We told you what shaktu is. So this all is just like FYI stuff, it sounds like. Just all for your information. It says the Shita, no, because the Gemara's question of my Shaktu according to the Shita. Let's remember, what was the Shita's Pshat? What was the Shita's Pshat of my Shaktu? One Pshat is my Shaktu, not Bracha, but another Pshat, the second Pshat.
Why do we use a Lashon of Shaktu?
Why use a Lashon of Shaktu? Shaktu sounds like they were
intense
about the Takana, ensconced in the Takana, or something like that. Right? Where do you see that? Where do you see that in the Braisa? So says the Shita, that's what we're coming to say. What do you mean they weren't moicha? This is a sakana. I mean, let's get real. This is a takana, but you know, don't take it so seriously. No, this is a shaktu takana. Shaktu. We, even when there's sakana involved, the chachamim were not so quick to just, you know, turn off the takana. So this was an important part. This is really the answer to the question. It's in the end of the Braisa. Nothing wrong. That's so wrong, but it's better. Okay, because definitely part of the Brisa Mati is not going to be no given according to the Shita. You continue. The Brisa Mati is pointing out. Let's see the rest of the Brisa. The Brisa says, "V'machmas ha'oines." Sorry, "V'besheni lo yichnas." Monday they can't get married. "V'machmas ha'oines mutter." It's because of oines, then it's going to be mutter. "U'mafrishen es achosin min akala leile Shabbos tchilof neshu oisach habur." Says the Braisa, and we separate a chasan and a kala. The first, if this is the first night that they're together, if it's Friday night, when a chasan and a kala are together for the first night, so the chasan causes her to have dam besulim, and dam besulim causes a chabura. So therefore, if it's the first night, we separate the two of them. Now this has clearly nothing to do with our question of shaktu. This is pure FYI over here. This is, I mean, it's part, I don't even know what it's doing in this brisa. I don't know why this is, the brisa is talking about something totally different. It's like, well, I guess it's talking about when you get married. You get married this day, get married that way. And then when they, I mean, it really is, it's really strange to me. It really is strange. I'm not sure what it's doing here at all. Okay. First of all, you have to know that this brisa is not aliva dehilchasa. There's a whole gemara about it later on. Gemara speaks about dam mifkad pakid, the dam of besulim. Is it something that is mifkad pakid, or is it cheburi michbar? Which means how? What exactly is the science here, or well, how exactly does this work? And we end up coming out. Whatever it is, it's Dovashen Miskavin, it's going to be Mutter. Halacha Lamaisa, we pass it's Mutter. If you look, there's no Rambam. If you want to know if something's halacha or not, usually check if there's like a letter next to it. There's no Rambam here. We don't pass it this way. Mafrishan Chasim and Akala Leila Shabbos is Tekilo. This is not Haliva de Hilchasa. This is Amadam and the Brisa. We don't pass it that way. But I'm still trying to figure out. When this Brisa was written, was the time of the Takana existed or didn't exist? Can they get married on Monday? No. Can they get married on Sunday?
No.
Thursday? No. When can they get married?
Wednesday.
Or Tuesday if? Sakana. Or Monday finest. Can they get married on Thursday night?
No.
Can they get married on Friday afternoon? So what are you talking about? I'm free shanas achasim and akal leshavas tchila. Hold on a second. What are we talking about? We're not. Tosis is talking about zman hazeh, but the price is not zman hazeh. That's the point. This price is the price is talking about the time of the takana.
Seem to say that you need an actual bezin. It just seems you need three people. So who cares?
Okay. But in the time of the Mishnah, we just established you cannot get married on Thursday. Correct. So in the time of the Mishnah, you can't do it. So what are we talking about? Mefrish and Zechashim and Akala. No, I don't know. Sakana for sure. It seems like not like that. Sakana ve'elach get married only on Tuesday. Can't get married on Friday. We'll have to see. I mean, the Sukkah David asked the question, when you get married, Thursday or something, but it seems like not. Only Wednesday. And Oinus only push it to Tuesday, but Thursday you can't get married. So what are we talking about over here? So someone called out that, who says, we're not talking about when you get married. We're talking about when you do the Bia. So maybe they got married, Taka, even on Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever. But for whatever reason, there was no Bia. We're not going to rely on that. But what happens in the case when there's no Bia? What? Yeah, so what's it doing in this Brisa? Why is this in this Brisa, Bechlal? I think he's right, happens to be, but it just makes it more schwer. Like, what does Brisa do when you get married? All of a sudden, oh, my frisha is a chasim and a kalish, I was tchid, the rest of the bio. I don't know what this is doing in this Brisa, Bechlal. And I don't understand why it's, what it means, my frisha is a chasim and a kalish. What does it mean, my frisha? If you're talking about when they get married, I understand that there's going to be a my frisha. We'll tell you when to get married. But if they get married on Wednesday night, so who knows if they did a bia, didn't do a bia, who's mafresh? Maybe we should say they should separate themselves. Mafreshin sounds like we're going to separate them, but this is like already, they're a married couple, they're adults, they're going to have to figure out what to do. I'm not sure what mafreshin, what is a pasta lashon of mafreshin?
Well, maybe you could have worked off, if there was an inus, you'd be free to do any other day, meaning not our inus. But since there is, like the Gemara's bringing a case of an inus, there is somewhat that we would be Iker the whole thing. Just a side note,
doesn't say that. It's mutter and yom sheni. I don't know if it's mutter more than that. We'll have to see. We'll have to see the Gemara more. But that's anyway. That's talking about the nisuin. This is talking about the bia. It sounds like maybe. I'm just seeing the mafreshim. If any of the mafreshim on the Tosefta say anything about it. Al kopanim zok the Gemara. My sakana. Lama proven farstein. Let's try to understand the brisa. What does this mean, sakana? What is the sakana? Says the Gemara, my sakana. This is the Omer Viti Horeg. If it means they said the Basul gets married on Wednesday, should get murdered. Nahagu. Legamre neokre. We should be oiker the takana. Now, let's get this straight. Why in the world would the authorities say that a Basul gets married on Wednesday, gets killed? Why would they do that? That's such a strange. Why would they do such a thing? Why would someone? What type of crazy head wants? This is Basul. You get married on Wednesday, you get killed. Why would they do that?
Trying to uproot the
takana. In other words, if you would try to like give a description for this time period in the time of history of the Jewish people, it'd be called Shas Hashmad. It's called Shas Hashmad. If they're saying we're murdering women for getting married on Wednesday, for goodness gracious, what do we do wrong? We get married on Wednesday, you're going to murder us? Yeah, we do not want the Tachanas Chachamim in place. We will kill in order to stop it. So now, what's the halacha, does anyone know? Shas Hashmad. And then someone says they don't want you to do even the smallest, simplest mitzvah. What's the din? Yeah, a person has to be Yarg Bal Yavar. Yorg Val Yavar, that we're familiar with, the Gimel Averis Chamuras. That's what we're familiar with. That's the regular Yorg Val Yavar. What are the Gimel Averis Chamuras? Correct. There's other examples. One is Bifar Hesya, and the other one is Shas Hashmad. If it's Bifar Hesya, the Gemara asked about Esther. We'll see, Beis Hashem. Esther Bifar Hesya, how could Esther have done what she did? It was Bifar Hesya. It was public. It's also, it seems to be Gilei Arayis. Was it Gilei Arayis? Was it not Gilei Arayis? That's all discussion in Tosfos. Okay, why would that not have been Gil Arias? Because he was a guy. We'll see all that stuff. I'll copan him. But it was Befar Hesya. Another thing is Shas Hashma. The Gemara says so far as to say the following thing. What happens if the Jewish people wear white laces in their shoes? And the Goyish people wear red laces or black laces in their shoes? And the Goyim said, we're sick of the Jews wearing their white laces. You didn't have to wear black laces. What's the din? Yehargi v'al-yavar. Yehargi v'al-yavar. On the laces. On the laces. Let's say the Jewish people, just laces. Let's say Jewish people have a certain type of haircut that they have. And the Goyim have a different type of haircut. And they say, we're sick and tired of these Jewish haircuts. All Jews have to get Goyisha haircuts. Yehargi v'al-yavar. So the Shaila is, what does the Gemara mean over here? It says Besul, and this is Yom Rabbi Tehareg. Tehareg, which sounds like it's Shas HaShmad. The Achorim asked the question. The Rishonim asked this question. Nagu, Lagamrene Akre. Why don't you oikre the whole thing? How could you be oikre the whole thing? How could you be oikre the whole thing? You can't do the Shas HaShmad. Shas HaShmad, we'll go down swinging. Shoelaces, a haircut. Okay, for you, haircut's important, but for some people, for most of us, it's just a haircut. It's just shoelaces.
So it
doesn't make a difference. They are not going to get us to budge one inch. We will not budge one inch for that. That's not happening. In a chanami, if it's you're in a situation that happens to be a sakonas nefashas or something, okay, then you can do it. But shas hashmad, we're not budging one inch. So what's going on? This is shas hashmad. Yeah. Why is lo michu? Zok the Gemara. We'll see. Amar Rabba, the Amri Bisula Nisus Liomar Avi Tiboil Lehegmoin Tchila. The answer is, it's not talking about that they're going to die, but it is Bisula Liomar Avi Tiboil Lehegmoin Tchila. She is going to be defiled, violated by the Hegmon beforehand. That's what it means. So now is an interesting thing. There's an interesting nuance of a diak in the Lashon of the Gemara. So what's this motive? What's his motive? Is his motive the same thing? No. What's his motive? He's a sicko! That's his motive. He's a sicko! He's a pervert! He's a despicable person! Ah, why Dafka Wednesday? What?
They know
so maybe it has nothing to do with the Takana. He just knows to get married on Wednesday. So maybe the Wednesday is just happens to be that's
maybe
when it's
going to be the day that he comes to town. Let's say it. So
let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara carefully. Amar Rabba, the Amri Bisula Hanises Biyoyim Harvi Tibol Hegman Tchila. There's another Girsa. Besula Nises Lior Marvi Tibaleg Muntchila. Which is there a difference in the girsas? Besula Ha Nises Lior Marvi Tibaleg Muntchila, or the Ami Besula Nises Lior Marvi Tibaleg Muntchila. Is there a difference in the girsa?
Yes.
Does that make a difference?
Yes.
What's the difference?
So basically saying that there's a Takana, Besula Nises Lior Marvi, and just by the way, just stop by the Hegman beforehand.
Which one are you saying?
The second one,
Besula Nises. So Besula Nises is like, he doesn't really care about the fact that the Besula is Nises the Omer Avi. It just happens to be she's Nises the Omer Avi. So Tibaleg Muntchila. But if it's Besula Hanises, sounds like he's saying, if you get married on Wednesday, you got to go to the Hegmon. So in the Hagos Tzionim on the side, it brings that there's two different pshatim. Either this guy is a diabolical sicko. He's diabolical, he wants to uproot the Takana. And he's a sicko, that how is he going to uproot the Takana? By violating them. But really his intentions are both of them. Both. Or he's just stama pervert, and he's just, that's all it is. And it's purely because he's a Baal Taiva. Might depend on the Girsa. So are we talking about where there's Shmad, and that there's, the Mice is not Sakonas Nefashis anymore. It's not Sakonas Nefashis. But... What? Right. And then the Gemara asked the question. Then I said, "That's Sakonas Shas Hashmad, but it's not Sakonas Nefashas." Now we should still ask the question. Okay, if it's Shas Hashmad, so then Says the Gemara. Hay sakana einasu. Okay, so then there's no sakana involved. It's a disgusting, very bad, and it's a despicable situation. But there's no sakana, it's einas. Says the Gemara, Shem deikat snuas, the masra nafshayu l'ktala. But also, they sakana. There's snuas. That they give them, that they will, they're going to sacrifice their life, and they're going to end up dying. Religious lu dainis shari. So why don't we tell them that einis is mutter? In other words, are they supposed to be doing this, these tznuas? No. But they're doing it anyway. So why don't we just tell everyone that, ladies, it's okay. I know it's not comfortable, it's not gishmak, but it's okay. Says the Gemara, Mishum di ika prutois v'ika nami kohonois. Because there's prutois. And the prutzos are gonna if we tell people that this is okay, it's gonna cause problem for the prutzos. The wives of Kohanim, that for them it's not going to work. Okay, let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi. Umin atzakon ve'elach, two lines from the top. The kamei meforesh lo sheni lo yichnus. Says Rashi, on the Monday you can't get married, b'shvil oisat sakana, because of that sakana. Ve'in tzarech lakar b'shvilo atzakonas chachomim elu yemecha. V'yatorech mia shnei yomim l'tzarech esuda. Says Rashi, listen, I understand you're not getting married on Wednesday anymore because we have over here a what? Sakana. Aber b'shvil oisat sakana, in tzarech lakar b'shvilo atzakonas chachomim elu yemecha. You only have to uproot one day from the tzakonas chachomim. You don't have to uproot 2 days from the Tzakonis Chachamim, and allow him to still be Toireach 2 days Letzarchei Hasuda. This is what Rashi says. The Sukkas David brings, or David Kviat brings the Pnei Yeshua, that brings a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says a different Pshat in the Gemara, very similar but different. In other words, why do we not allow Monday in the Shas of Sakana? We don't allow Monday. Why don't we allow Monday? So Rashi said it's because we want to make sure that you have at least a little bit of what? Shaktu. The Yerushalmi says we want you to have at least a little bit of Tainus Besulim. In other words, the reason why we wanted you to get married on Wednesday is so that you could go the very next day to Besdin. What are we worried about? Kurei Daita. So if you can't get married on Wednesday, so then at least you should get married on Tuesday, says the Yerushalmi. Because then there'll be less of a chance of a kirurei daite. So the Yerushalmi seems to be focused on the kirur das. Rashi said we want there to be more of the shaktu takana. The Yerushalmi says we want there to be more of the tainus besulim takana. So what's the machlokes between Rashi and the Yerushalmi? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi holds there's no difference in kirur das between 1 day and 2 days. It doesn't make a difference. In other words, if he wakes up the next morning and makes his way to Bez, then she will never get even 1 second or one opportunity to do what? To be mefayis him. He wakes up, he goes to davening, and the very next thing he's at Bezdin. But if you're telling me you're going to have to wait a day, for sure she's going to have an opportunity to mimifies him. If he takes the bait, it's not going to make a difference 1 day or 2 days. If he doesn't take the bait, it's not going to make a difference 1 day or 2 days. Whatever it is, in the end, if he falls for it, he falls for it. He doesn't fall for it. So Rashi holds there's no tzad of more time is going to convince him. And the Yerushalmi argues. I don't know what the bir amachlekes is in the Yerushalmi, and the Rashi, but Yerushalmi says the more time she has to nag at him or to cry, so then she'll not sure.
It's between 1 or 2 days in regards to the spies.
Yeah. Is there a difference between 1 or 2? Maybe the machlokes would be, maybe are we choshish that he's going to just accept the situation, or are we choshish that he's going to believe her? If Rechoshish, he's going to accept the situation, so the longer he's in the situation, maybe he'll accept it. You know, if he's married to her for 10 years, he'll be like, okay, it is what it is. But if Rechoshish, that he's going to believe her, if she tried and he didn't believe her, says Rashi, if he didn't believe her on day 1, he's not going to believe her on day 2. He's just not going to believe her. You know, if he fell for it, he fell for it. Doesn't, maybe that's the machlokes. Like, what's the chashash of Kirur Das? That he's going to change his mind or he's just going to forget about it? I don't know. This is the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns in Rashi. However, says the Sukkas David, we could say a different shot in Rashi as follows. The Gemara says Shaktu is Echad B'Shabbos, Sheini B'Shabbos, Shilishi B'Shabbos. Why did the Gemara have to use all of that? We spoke about this diak many times. Why did I have to say Echad B'Shabbos, Sheini B'Shabbos? Because Shaktu is not just a takana, get married on Wednesday. Shakta is a takana of work on Sunday, work on Monday, work on Tuesday, and then get married on Wednesday. So if that's the case, let's say you can't work on Tuesday. Okay, but if I could still work on Monday, should I work on Monday? Absolutely. But the takana of Tanis Besulim, what was the takana of Tanis Besulim? Get married on Wednesday. That was the takana. It's basically an all or nothing takana. Don't talk to me about the why. Let's talk about what the gedder of the takana was. The takana of Tanis Besulim was married on Wednesday. I can't get married on Wednesday. I'm not married on Wednesday. Okay. So I'm not even Mekayim Tanis Besulim. But Shaktu, from the fact that the Braisa uses this language, Echad v'Shabbos, Sheini v'Shabbos, Shlishi v'Shabbos, it sounds like the takana of Shaktu was work for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, okay, can't work for 3 days, or work for 2 days. So that takana is not an all or nothing takana, says the Sukkas David. But he leaves himself Shver Tzarech Iyan. What's his Tzarech Iyan? He says, why don't you get married on Thursday? Why doesn't he get married on Thursday? Why don't you get married on Thursday? Thursday's great. Is Thursday going to help you for Tanis Besulim? No, really not. Is it going to help you for Shaktu? Awesome for Shaktu. It's good for Shaktu. So why don't you get married on Thursday?
3 days is too much.
What?
3 days is too much
of a Kuri Day. Oh, says the Sukkos David, you have to say that 3 days is too much of a Kuri Day. It's not really, it's like, so you can do 2 days. It's like you're saying, it doesn't make a difference. This does make a difference. This doesn't make a, it's not so great, Avi. That's what he says. But it's not, you understand? Because I'm saying 24 hours, 48 hours, it's all the same. 48 hours, 72 hours. No, that we won't do. Hard. But I'd like to suggest something else, perhaps.
Really, getting married on Thursday might not help you for the Hegemon. Who's going to come down to who's getting married this week?
I was thinking also maybe it won't help for the Hegemon. I mean, he's going to come Wednesday and he's going to see there's tons of food over there. He's like, okay, someone's getting married tomorrow. Maybe he'll stick around. I don't know. I'm not sure. No, I don't know.
For the Hegemon, because of Amonas, we get married on Thursday.
What?
Amonas get married on Thursday. So right. He comes again,
right? No, he doesn't come. He only wants Basulas.
No,
it's Basulas.
No, so let them say. If the Hegemon comes, let them say,
oh, it's an Almana. You see, Chesky's saying, if Hegemon comes, let's say it's an Almana wedding. It's a fancy Almana wedding. Go home. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it wasn't a good excuse.
That's what Rabbi Wachshel suggested. Why don't you get married the Thursday before? You're preparing a whole year for the wedding. So get married the Thursday before. Tell everyone, always get married the Thursday before you would have.
You catch on to that also, no?
He's not high.
We'll catch on to Tuesday the same way we catch on to Thursday.
We'll catch on to anything if that's what we're all doing.
I'd like to suggest something else. Perhaps the pshat is, if you look in the Lashon of the Braisa, it says Echad. It doesn't say 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. What does Echad B'Shabbos mean? Sunday. What does Sheini B'Shabbos mean?
Monday.
The Takana of Shaktu wasn't work for 3 days. The Takana of Shaktu was which 3 days? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So now, you say get married on Thursday. How are they going to be Tarech? He says be Tarech on Wednesday. That wasn't the Takana.
So you won't be Tarech on Wednesday.
But then you're not being Mekayim the Takana. The same way he said.
They wait a day.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way. We see that. We don't expect him to be Tarech beforehand. The days right before. They're gonna work on the days right before. So for him to get married on Thursday and be Terech Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's not normal.
Why would the days make a difference?
Yeah, why should
3 days?
The Chacham, when they made the Takana was work on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then you should be not because Tanis Besulim, because of Shaktu.
That's why.
Because of Shaktu.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And Echanami.
They knew that only Wednesday.
And Echanami, but and Echanami, but Lemaisa, what was the Takanas Chachamim? If you read the Braisa, the Takanas Chachamim was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So therefore, a person he has to be the days of being Terech are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, not Wednesday. Wednesday is not the day to be Terech. Okay, I could do that, but if you're talking about being Mekayim the Takana, then it's not being Mekayim the Takana.
Yeah, the Takana is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
But the Sibis to be.
In a chanami, in a chanami. But that was the ghetto of the takana. It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Al kolponim. Says Rashi further, v'im machmas oynes lakamon mefarish. What that means? So it says that mafrishin zchazan kala leila shabbos is tchila. Im biri shaynehi mafrishin oysem emenu leil shabbos. If it's the first biri shayne, then we separate them. Now the Gemara says, so what is it talking about sakan? If it means that the chacham said that the authority said that anyone who gets married on that day we kill. So nagu bitmiya, so konas nefasha is he, the at amrit nagu lichnois biyom ashlishi, aber meker revi lagami loy akru, you weren't oiker revi. Naakre, says Rashi, the yiskinu lehem yomim achirim. Interesting Rashi. What is Rashi saying? The yiskinu lehem yomim achirim. Literally, it means. Make them other days. What? Make them other days. Don't make them other. What's Rashi saying? Yiskinu lahem yamim achirim. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach and many mefarshim. You have it over here. I gave it out in the Mar Makamas. Nagu lagamri naakre. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Pirush Rashi yiskinu lahem yamim achirim. But ayn shametoy. Says v'nira lefarish kavanasam. I'd like to explain to you what their intention is. The low pirushu sheya akru mikol the kol hakvius zman linisun. They didn't say we should be oiker totally, that there's no more time to get married. Mishum devemavur besanedjin shetorach limtzar nefesh al arkesa demisani. You have to even give up your night life even for the color of your shoelaces. V'lo mevadlin haminog shel arkesa mepnei asakona. Even if you just have a minig of a type of color. It could be, because of sakana, we're not going to be mevatel. So we hear our question. We ask the question: why are you being mevatel? It ait shasa shmad. Al kain, al korchach, demai de parachacha. Naakre. This that we ask the Gemara. Ask the question here. Be oiker. Hainu mishum. De efshar lekvoya yoim acher. V'yedu Yisrael shechayovim lishmar takanas chazal. U'mikol makom natzil atzmenu mimisa.
Basically, you can't turn into
Shasa Shema.
You can't turn into
what he's trying to do, he's trying to. What was the Gemara's question? Legamrei Naakre? Avada, if the Takana is in place, and someone comes and says, if you get married today, I'm going to kill you, what would we suggest to these people? Should get married and die al kiddush Hashem. So, but what's the Gemara's question? Akre, yiskunu lahem yamim acherim, give them a different day to get married on. Change the takana. So we change the takana now that they say anyone gets married on Wednesday dies. Do you have to get married on Wednesday if there's no takana to get married on Wednesday anymore?
Saying change the color of the laces.
Ah, so that's it. I don't know. We'll get to that in a second. But he says, if we change the day of the takana, give them a different day to get married on. Once they have a different day to get married on, so now the getting married on Wednesday is no longer a question of our takana, not our takana. We don't have a takana to get married on Wednesday anymore. So to be mevatel the takana, that we can't do. What we could do is we could just move the takana.
And then they'll move their gazera.
Okay, and then we'll move the takana again, and we'll just keep on moving it around. You're right. Okay, let's see. Oh, everyone's getting married on Tuesday. Okay, everyone gets married on Tuesday. We're gonna kill. Okay, now we'll get married on Wednesday.
You're really not being mekayim this whole shasa shma thing. Because you're just running away. From
we're being mekayim by showing them we will not be mavatal the takana. We'll just change it. I have the same kasha that Avigdor had. So why don't we change the color of our laces? What do we have to dye for the laces for? I say everyone in the union should wear light blue laces.
The difference between the takanas,
you're doing that.
Yeah, they're wearing a specific color of the laces. Here, if we go the shittas of the Sams, that the takana is miyom shakodem bezin yashvin, then there's no issue because ultimately we can always, we're not switching the takana bechla, we're just reinterpreting the takana. There, by the color of the laces. There's nothing to reinterpret. A color is a color.
They're not in the Shas of the Mishnah.
How can you switch it to Sunday and Wednesday if without being Mavada the first?
Switch what?
Takana. Or to get married on Wednesday. How can you switch it to get married on Tuesday without being Mavada the
first? We're still leaving a Takana in place. We're just saying that instead of Wednesday, get married on Tuesday. Let's say it's Tuesday. We say get married on Tuesday. So are we allowing them to destroy a Takanas Chazal? Hold on. Are we allowing
No,
there's still a Takana. Hold on. There's still a Takana. There's still a Takana here. Right. We will not allow them to break a Takana. And if the Takana's here, hold on a second. If the Takana would be here, would you have to be Yorg Valiavra on the Takana?
Yes,
you would have to be Yorg Valiavra. But what we're doing is to avoid the confrontation between the Takana and the authorities, we'll just move the Takana. We'll move the Takana.
It's still Kasha. Why let me be
It's not Takana anymore.
It's still Takana.
Why let me be Then we didn't.
Because the maskan it's not shas hashmad and the havamina. Versus if it would be shas hashmad and a chanami chum would be moicha, or they would just move the takana, they do something. The maskan it's not shas hashmad. What?
It wasn't Wednesday. The takana wasn't Wednesday, and they were knowing differently. And loy michu biyadam chachamim. Why?
Because the maskan we're saying it's not this. This is only the havamina. That it was yard. It's all the havamina.
The whole idea was Wednesday for shabtu and for yashkim, and now you don't have that anymore.
So this is the problem that I have, which the Olam is kind of saying, I was trying to hold him back a little bit. Lemaisa, there's a reason why we want you to get married dafka on Wednesday. It's not like Wednesday was just a random day, we chose Wednesday. If you get married on Tuesday, are you being mekayim the sibas hatakana?
Not at all. Which one?
I wouldn't say not at all.
Which one?
Not at all. Not well.
Not well.
Not well. Shaktu, for sure you're being mekayim somewhat. But not completely, and Yashkem, according to Rashi, maybe not at all, or not so much, maybe whatever. So they are getting us to bend from our morals. We still have a Takan in place. So it's interesting that would be enough.
It's two different playing fields. When it comes on a Stam week, you get married Wednesday. Why? Because of Shaktu and Zulim. When it comes to Shas Shmad, why are we getting married Wednesday? Because we don't let the goyim decide what we're going to do. We stay strong to what we say, and that's it.
That's
and one of the things we do is we wear white shoelaces, or we listen to the Takana of the Chachamim. So when the Chachamim say we're making the Takana Tuesday now, we're not switching anything. We're still listening to Rabbanon because that's what we do.
So let me ask you a question. Why didn't the Chacham just make that there's no more Takana? Listen to the Chacham.
There's
also being argued as Takana. He's also arguing as Takana. So you're going to mix us. Okay,
Once you're arguing as Takana, we're not listening to rabbis anymore. When they say...
We're listening to rabbis and all the other things. There's nothing to listen to over here. There's no Takana. I'll explain to you. This is
still...
The Takana and on. The Eilas. What's the Takana of the Eilas? And then further on. You are
a smile. We don't let the Goyim tell us what to do. We do what we want. And one of the things we do is listen to the rabbis. When the rabbis say get married Wednesday, we listen to the rabbis. When they get married Tuesday, we're still listening to the rabbis. What's your ugly Takana? We're not listening to anybody. When the rabbis say an hour with them...
It's a good question. I don't think that the Gemara is mashma, you're adding a day. Because the Gemara says na'akre. It's actually Lashon Gemara is legamre na'akre. Legamre na'akre. Na'akre. Rashi doesn't. I don't know if Rashi has that girsa. Na'akre. The Lashon Gemara is. I come to Rashi's taka bothered me. I notice now. Maybe Rashi doesn't girsa it. Legamre na'akre. Rashi's saying, are we oikre totally? No. We're just moving it over. Lashon Gemara is bothering me. What does it mean? Legamre na'akre. What does that mean? It doesn't sound like it's. Yeah. I don't know. The Mincha Shleima asked a different question over here. Chashlom asks, hold on a second. Can she be Moichel on Shaktu? Who's Shaktu for? For sure. Can she say Moichel Taivas? I want to get married. I'm happy to get married with just some Berekes and you could get married in a barn, and we'll elope. That's it. Can she be Meichel Tavis? If she could be Meichel? I don't think we spoke about that. We spoke about this?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I think we mentioned it in passing. It wasn't
necessarily not, not by this, we spoke about something else.
She could be Meichel?
We don't want him to, we don't want him to take it lightly.
If she could be Meichel, we asked
her? We said it was in a hypothetical situation.
Okay. It wasn't regarding this, it was something else.
For not that.
Meichel is Siva, but not together.
Yes, by the
way. Okay. Could she be Meichel Mezainis? Yeah. Oh, that's a different Shaila. Oh, yeah, okay. Could she be Meichel the Shaktu? So if she could be Meichel, ask the Ayel Sashacher, so why don't they just get married on Sunday? Listen, the Gemara says, her life is in danger. She's going to die, right? So what is it, your choice, lady? Either get married on Wednesday, die, either die, or have a not nice wedding. So it's like, why is this even a... How could they see this is even a Sakana? She's a Sakana, she's going to get married on Sunday. We don't have to do anything. Why are we saying, Sasa Sakana, she get married on Tuesday? What do you mean Tuesday? Get married on Sunday. What do you mean Sunday? So what about Shaktu? Shaktu should be Meichel.
We said the only somewhat to not be Mekayim at all. Ultimately, even if she's Meichel, they weren't Mekayim.
The only good creation that's in the Tukhan of Tanis Besulim.
I know.
That's even stronger. She should be on Sunday.
What'd you say?
Tanis Besulim is the main Tukhan.
Right.
So that's why it should be even stronger.
Yeah, she should get married on Sunday, and then it'll just be Meichel.
It can't be Meichel, because even though the reason is for her, you're still together to Tukhan of
So it could be that she can't be Meichel. Could be she can't be Meichel. So I would like to suggest this, fellas. We had two pshatim in Shaktu together with Tanis Besulim. One pshat is it's all one takana. The Chacham were choosing a day. They mitzah Tanis Besulim. They could have chose either Tuesday or either Wednesday or Sunday. But Shaktu made them choose exclusively Wednesday. But the takana, this big takana, is for her or for him. This big takana. Maybe it's for him. I mean, the Tanis Besulim part of it is for him. The fact that we chose a day is for him. We chose the Wednesday, not Sunday, for her. But the whole takana in its entirety is really for him. So she can't be Meichel takana. The takana is Wednesday. But if you learn like the Chassam Sofer said, really, we have two separate takanas here. One takana is exclusively for him. That's you get married the day before Yeshiva's Bezdin. And one takana is exclusively for her. What is that? Shaktu chanatah esponis Yisrael. So can she be Meichel on that? I would hear that she can be Meichel. Says the Ayel Sashachar. Okay, there's a chiddush we have to see in our Gemara. Vayistochais a chiddush, she can't be Meichel. We won't allow her to be Meichel. Why? He says a svara. He says, why is the takana esponis Yisrael? I was hacking the whole time because men don't care about the way weddings are. But the Rishayim seem to say not like that. So Ramban says a different reason. It's only takana esponis Yisrael because... The Ritva and the Ramban, they say different reasons. The Ritva says, because if he doesn't work hard on the wedding, we're afraid that the next day he's going to have terrible regret the morning after. And he's going to try to find out a way to get out of the wedding. I actually had that once, one of my Talmidim, the morning after the wedding. He was like, I can't believe I did this. Baruch Hashem is happily married with children, everything is great. But he freaked out the next morning. So this is a great escape route. It's just like say she's not a Besula and say we're not really married, no Ksuba, and boom, he's gone. So in order to avoid that, we make him work really hard and have this whole huge Suda. Now he's not going to just throw the whole thing out just because he's having cold feet. He'll stay a little bit longer and then eventually it'll work out, which is what happened in Baruch Hashem in our case that we're talking about. Right? Right.
Before it's a Shei Tareach.
So therefore, says the El Zeshachar, we're not allowing her to be Meichel on this because she doesn't really understand what's at stake. We're not interested in women, like, we're not interested in this mess. We're not cleaning up this mess afterwards. If it was just because, you know, she wanted to feel good in Ayin L'Chasen, okay, she could be Meichel, let her be Meichel. But over here, we're saying there's something much deeper here, something that's much more at stake, therefore we don't let her be Meichel. Akoponim, this is Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya. Says
the takana is so considered for her.
It's for her. It's for her benefit. But over here, because we know better, it's in order that he shouldn't opt out. So Tosfos here is a different pshat. Beis Hashem b'lineda, tomorrow we're going to go into Tosfos. Tosfos' pshat here is as follows. What does it mean? B'sheni lo yichnos. We learned in Rashi. Rashi's mahalach was b'sheni lo yichnos. Is on Monday you can't get married, even though we have this whole svara of of Sakana, and Sakana will allow you to get married on Tuesday, but it's not going to allow you to get married on Monday. Rashi learns the word Shein Lichlis kind of flow with the Braisa. It says, No guam lichlis b'yom ha-shlishi, v'michu b'yada, b'sheini lo yichlis, but on Monday, no. Tosfos is a whole different pshat. We'll have to see what Tosfos' pshat is, and Beis Hashem, on Tuesday we're going to get into the sugya.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.